The issue of growth in the Barbados economy has come up in Parliament yet again. Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Athery says he can see no clear growth strategy. But Minister in the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment, Marshall Cattle, has sought to address the issue, pointing to the reduction in corporation taxes as one of the key strategies for growth.
So that between 1% and 5.5%, you will not find anywhere. It means that most companies are paying an effective tax rate of about 2%. You see, part of the challenge that we have, it seems, is that we are looking for the same old type of growth strategy where a government stands up and says, we are going to focus on this sector and this other sector and this other sector. That may have worked for a time, but that is not what is going to generate growth and put money in people's pockets in the third decade of the 21st century. And if you read the Barbados Economic Recovery and Transformation Plan carefully, what you find is that our focus for growth is on, one, making sure that we establish and we can support a high-skilled, knowledge-based economy. Two, investing in education and health that contribute to people's productivity, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. Productivity is not an idea in the sky. When you invest in people's education, when you invest in making sure that they have access to sustainable and quality healthcare, you are investing in productivity. If people are not well, they cannot produce. If people do not have the wherewithal and the skills to have access to higher levels of income, then you are not expanding the range of choices available to them for their own well-being, for choice in the livelihoods that they want to pursue. So when we talk about productivity, understand that productivity is not just something that you measure and set to one side. You have to understand what really contributes to people's productivity. But I will also say this. One of the barriers to investment, the investment that creates growth, is when people do not have a clear and predictable environment for doing business. Now, we talked about the fact that the Productivity Council was closed. And I hate to correct the honorable member for St. James North, my friend, who had to so urgently speak before me. But I want to bring some clarity to the issue because the Productivity Council was part of the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Investment. And what we will recall is that we went as a government to the people of this country and we asked them some key questions about the departments and the agencies in their government tasked to do their work. And they gave us some answers. The response rate to that survey that we put out was beyond anything we could ever have imagined. People had something to say and they said it. And what did they say? When we asked them whether something was desirable, highly desirable, optional but better delivered elsewhere, they said to us that the National Productivity Council was something that they found optional, that they didn't have any problem necessarily with the work in which they were engaged, but they did not feel that it was an efficient and effective and a smart use of their taxpayer dollars to keep this institution there in its current form, given the fact that we had some difficult decisions to make.
This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.